Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier Thursday happy hour. It's an everybody's doing it Thursday. Did you see Donald Trump on Hannity last night? I know you keep quite busy at night, but I saw it on social media last night almost immediately. I almost fell off the couch. I'm like, hon, look at this. Liza was completely uninterested in what Donald Trump had to say. But basically, what he said to Hannity last night is, why didn't Bill Barr, my attorney general, yeah, take an impeachment bullet for me, right? Everybody's getting impeached. It's no big deal. You just lay back. You just take the impeachment. You know, if it's a natural impeachment, the body just shuts itself down.
Yeah, I mean, if impeachment is inevitable, then just sit back and enjoy it, right?
Let's actually play, just in case you might have been joining us a little bit late. I think, Fancy Brian, if you would please help me out by playing cut number 4, Donald Trump talking to Hannity on the Foxy News, a call-in interview. Those are always best. Cut 4, if you would.
We also had a chance, but Bill Barr, the attorney general, didn't want to be impeached. They were vicious with him. They said, we're going to impeach him. They didn't even know why, but they were going to impeach Bill Barr. He didn't want to be impeached. How do you not get impeached? You just sit back and relax and wait out for your term to end. And that's what he did. And it was a sad thing and a sad day for our country. And he writes a crummy book, which was so false. But you know what?
There's just a little bit more. Let's maybe jump ahead to number 6, if you would. Fancy Brian, play it for the people. Trump, well, I got impeached.
Had Bill Barr had the courage to do what he should have done, instead of being worried about being impeached, I said, look, get impeached. I went up a lot in the polls when I got impeached. You have to get impeached, maybe. But he was so afraid of being impeached that he refused to do his job. And that includes on some of the things you're talking about.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, you get impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. Perhaps Barr didn't want to go down that road like you did twice, Donald Trump. It's so easy for you. And might I add, the second impeachment, while they did not get the number of votes and to convict, they had a majority of the votes.
My initial thought from that statement last night from Donald Trump, well, I guess Susan Collins was right. He clearly learned his lesson.
Yes, obviously. Did you hear any of him rambling about Putin yesterday in that interview?
Well, while he was rambling about Putin, and I didn't watch it live, I just saw the social media and then the cut-up edition of the interview. But I did see an article that effectively, while he's saying, oh, Putin and I know him almost as well as I know you, Sean, we're old friends. While he's having this conversation, talking about Putin, terms of affection, they were showing pictures of the war dead in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And at one time,
like civilians dead in the streets, bodies littering
the war,
the
crimes,
streets.
The evidence of the war crimes committed by his buddy Putin. And then Sean Hannity tried to pin him down once again. Hannity tried to get Trump off the hook. You know, when Trump came out early and said, oh, he's so smart, he's genius, you know, to declare the independence and invade the country. Remember that Trump said that? And then Hannity brought him on his Foxy News program prior and said, well, you know, we all know that he's evil, right?
Right, Trump? He's evil, right?
And Trump didn't acknowledge he was evil. So anyways, he goes back on Hannity last night, the former Trump did, and Hannity said, okay, you know, big swing and a miss the first time, but you couldn't possibly miss this softball again if I put it on the tee here for you, Don. Putin's evil, right?
Right?
Trump said, I restored NATO.
He can't. Which, he cannot. He will never criticize Putin.
For I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me.
Now, so never spoken to him. None knows anything about him. But at the same time, he knows him very well. I mean, the guy, it's just Trump. I mean, there's no explanation. There's no rationale or reason. It's just, I think, Vindman or one of the guys used to work with him called it word vomit.
Yeah.
Word vomit.
Here's the quote from last night. April 14, 2022. I knew Putin very well, almost as well as I know you, Sean.
Really? Interesting. Now, Sean, let's remember, Sean Hannity was texting Mark Meadows during the insurrection. I mean, Sean Hannity has had a direct line to the Oval Office. And that's
part of Trump's shadow cabinet.
And if he knows Putin better than he knows Sean Hannity, certainly Putin then also had a direct line to the Oval Office.
I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me.
A little bit more from Trump, and then we'll move to the phones at 844-967-2789. Trump continued.
I'll tell you, we talked about it. We talked about it a lot. He did want Ukraine, but I said, you're not going into Ukraine. He would never, ever have gone into Ukraine.
Yeah, because Trump told him not to. You know, I guess he put a couple of dentine in and did it anyways. Couldn't help himself. A little bit later in the segment, Hannity asked the former president if he would denounce Putin and if he believes the Russian authoritarian's actions are evil. Let's not forget, Trump's already had this softball blob to him once before. Now Hannity puts it on the tee the second time.
And he failed miserably on the softball once before. So now he gets a redo. He gets a do-over. He gets a chance to redeem himself. What was his exact quote, Michael?
Well, Hannity's exact quote is, I asked you the last time you were on whether you think this is evil in our time. Do you believe this is evil in our time? Instead of offering a direct answer to Hannity's question, Trump simply pivoted into a distorted rant about the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Don't forget, I rebuilt NATO,
Trump falsely claimed. So, more like that. 844. Wow. 967-2789. Going to the phones. Ross from Middleton. How you doing, Ross?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, Crudy and Dom. I really appreciate your guys' show. It's great. It's good fun listening to it.
Thanks, man.
You mentioned earlier that the Trumpster was thinking about not running, and when you running for president, I thought that's how I understood it, and I just exhaled. I just let out this big sigh of relief, but it wasn't because, like, I'm afraid of Trump, because I actually think he would be a good target. But it was because back in 2016 when he won, I didn't shave and I haven't cut my hair since. And after he got voted out, I shaved, but I left the hair, and it's really annoying. And when you and I'm really kind of tired of people looking at me and calling me a hippie, you know. And so it's kind of like
Dom has that same problem.
I might have an excuse to cut my hair once I'm pretty sure the guy's out. There's no question the country is off tangent. But the other thing I was going to ask was, did you happen to see, apparently Gableman was on the radio up in Green Bay yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, he was talking trash about Megan Wolf, how she was dressed. Black dress, white pearls, I've seen the act.
What is it with these Republican men who are so obsessed with how people look? You know, I was kind of hoping that maybe like CJ's or Lou's girlfriends could call in and kind of confirm.
Well, they don't exist, Ross, probably, unless they're in the Niagara Falls region. But let me tell you, Ross, and appreciate your call. Do yourself a favor. Go to the April 13th Devil's Advocates Radio podcast, hour number 3.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday, Ross. We had several theories on why it is that Michael Gableman and other Republicans sort of ogle women and make comment on their good looks or looks in general. Let's just say, Ross, it has something to do with their inability to have sex with attractive women.
Thanks for the call.
In my opinion, it's just an opinion. And
well, I mean, it's all
First
there.
Amendment
it's all yesterday.
Says,
and it's gold, Jerry. It's gold. You
oh,
gotta
it
check
was
it
gold,
out.
Ross. It's worth a listen. DARNWI.com. Find the podcast tab, Devil's Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. DARNWI.com. Please continue.
844-967-2789. You know, and I've seen the reporting of Trump kind of hedging. Oh, you know, the health. And I remember when he first said that. It was the first time. And he goes, guys like what Trump, I mean, he projects and he lets you know what he's doing. And one of the things I really, and we haven't really gotten to this in some time. I remember Trump live at one of the rallies, one of the multiple times we were forced to go see this guy. All right, we went on of our own volition, but it was work.
I've been more than you, but go ahead.
We went so you didn't have to. He did the snake thing, the snake crossing the river and, you know, biting the animal. And, you know,
you knew I was a snake.
You know what? I mean, Donald Trump tells you. You don't have to read between the lines. You don't have to interpret. He tells you. He was laying out his plan for the insurrection to overturn the election a year before he actually lost.
They're going to rig the election.
He was saying it. So, and the same with the Trump story about the snake. I mean, so this is how he is. So when he brings up this caveat of, oh, you know, you got to really be careful about your health, and we'll see where I'm at the time, but I mean, people will be very happy with my decision, whatever, whatever. I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to run. I think he's already given himself the out for his health, quote unquote. And he's got some pretty big legal headwinds coming his way, both from the J6 and the referral perhaps to Justice, who is now thankfully today 3 for 3 in bringing these insurrectionist bastards to jury trial. So, no, Trump's not going to run again. I'll take that action right now.
What's the odds? Give me 3-2.
Sure.
844-967.
Whatever you want to lose, man.
844-967-2789. I only have my sanity left to lose. Dick from Madison.
Long gone, man.
Welcome back. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, before I get to Trump and Bill Barr real quick, I got to retract something I said to Matt Flynn this morning about I was kind of likening the Russian Navy to McHale's Navy. And you guys are too young to remember the show, and I'm retracting it totally. Clinton McHale usually got the job done. They bumbled their way through, but they got her done. But, no, that's quite a story.
Dick, you're talking about the Moskva, or whatever it's called, the Russian destroyer that apparently sank in the Black Sea, and the Ukrainians are claiming credit for sinking the vessel, even though they don't have a navy.
Right. That's correct. But earth to Donald Trump, you know, Bill Barr is a corrupt person and a corrupt attorney, but he is an attorney and he knows about legalities. And maybe, just maybe, Donald, he didn't want to go to prison for you. And he knew that, you know, we've run this thing as far as we can run it.
Yep.
And maybe it's time to... you know, put a fork in it and say it's done.
Well,
he left with like 4 weeks left
December
on the job,
23rd.
Man.
He left before the January 6th could come to fruition, Dick. I think he was reading the tea leaves and the Trump text. Let's not forget Donald Trump dropped the text. It's going to be wild on December 20th.
Right. Yes. And then
Barr resigned and left on December 23rd, if I recall.
And then you've got Junior 2 days before the election was called. This is the most incriminating to me that nobody talks about, going through, oh, we control 28 of 50 states, and we got several pathways here to do this. Hello? Is that not the most corrupt thing you ever heard?
Well, it's up there. Appreciate it, Dick. Now, Dick pointed out that, you know, he's a lawyer. He understands the legalities, referencing Bill Barr. But I would point out to you and, you know, Dick, that Sidney Powell's a lawyer, or she was. Rudy Giuliani's a lawyer, or he was. John Eastman, he's a lawyer, or he was. And if they're not just disbarred, corrupted former lawyers, they're going to end up in a jail cell, man. How do you think lawyers do in prison? I hear cops don't do so well. How do you think lawyers do in prison? Going to have to ask Michael Cohen.
Right, man. I don't know if they're going to be in general population. We'll have to see. It might be, you know, Fed Country Club.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment of the day for your phone calls. Dial us up, 844-967-2789.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
Get impeached.
Take responsibility.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
It's the most important thing you can do is to take responsibility.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.